Exclusive: Cuban Migrants Breach New Texas Border Barrier. By Randy Clark on December 12, 2021. Eagle Pass, Texas. A group of 20 Cuban migrants crossed the Rio Grande in the heart of downtown Eagle Pass, Texas, intent on crossing through the recently installed shipping container border barrier. A Breitbart, Texas video shows the group crossing the river and entering the United States illegally on Saturday. Breitbart, Texas spoke with members of the group of mostly migrant families. All of the migrants said they were all from Cuba. Several members of the group crawled through concertina wire. They were then escorted by Texas National Guard soldiers around the barrier and turned over to the Border Patrol. The remainder of the group was instructed to move along the bank of the Rio Grande to circumvent the containers and concertina wire and enter the U.S. Once the remainder of the migrants reached the edge of the makeshift border barrier, Border Patrol agents took them into custody. After obtaining biographical information, the migrants were transported to a local Border Patrol station for processing. The group will likely be released once processing is complete due to the increased surge in migrants along the southwest border and the associated overcrowding of Border Patrol facilities. The shipping container wall and mobilization of Texas Army National Guard soldiers to the area began earlier this year. The area has since been augmented with additional soldiers and containers to fortify against the arrival of large migrant caravans that have formed in Mexico. The state of Texas has increased its presence in the area in recent weeks to include more Army National Guard soldiers and Texas Department of Public Safety Highway Patrol troopers as part of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's Operation Lone Star. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, the troops performed aerial deployment exercises in preparation for the caravan's arrival. Eagle Pass is part of the Border Patrol's Del Rio sector. The area has been hard hit recently with a surge in migrants crossing through the region. Currently, the Del Rio sector ranks second in the nation in migrant apprehensions, only behind the Rio Grande Valley sector, according to CBP reports. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.